A pastor in Kashmir has been arrested. A mission group is trying to close the gap, and summer interns are needed to help orphans in India and Russia. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A Kashmiri pastor is free on bail but still faces serious legal troubles in India. Words of Hope has been watching the case because of long-standing ministry to the region. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung explains.
The one pastor was arrested by an Islamic court and accused of alluring Muslims to convert to Christianity.
The allegations infuriated Muslims in this troubled region. Upon the pastor's release, he left the area for a while.
Anti-Christian sentiments have been inflamed by the false charges of these enticed conversions. There could be a real risk of vigilante violence against the pastor or any of the other Christians.
Words of Hope will continue airing the hope and peace of Christ, but DeYoung says
there really is a call to prayer that the Indian laws will be asserted and that the rights of the pastor and others who have been arrested will be protected and that ultimately there could be a restoration.
Next, Sat7 will continue broadcasting special programming following Egypt's parliamentary elections. Their unique current affairs series called Salt and Light helps raise awareness about issues impacting the country's Christian community and other minorities. The show invites both Muslim and Christian politicians to answer tough questions, providing a platform for Christian leaders to bring a biblical perspective on key issues. The show runs through January 7th. Pray it has spiritual impact. You're listening to Mission Network News. It's World AIDS Day. The United Nations estimates that roughly 16% of children in Zimbabwe are orphaned due to AIDS. Between the rise in inflation, unemployment, and a near collapse of the health system, treatment and hope are rare. That's where Christian World Outreach comes in. Vice President Greg Yoder says,
such a tragedy of here in Zimbabwe that the youth are raising youth at this time.
Part of their response is a mobile orphan ministry called Our Kids.
We go to communities, we work with the schools in those communities. We more call it a mobile orphanage where we're going to them, providing for them where they are and trying to encourage them and give them some kind of a normal life if that's at all possible.
They also share the gospel. As a result, there's been a lot of growth.
Unfortunately, right now, the biggest problem is funding. We have 500 kids that are registered in our program, but really only have the support for about 150.
$30 for a changed future. Meanwhile, did you know there's a missions gap of unreached people? 2.7 billion people have little or no access to the gospel, but only 10% of missionaries serve among these unreached populations. Pioneers USA is looking to change that with their Close the Gap campaign. The initiative will provide security for missionaries in those hard-to-reach areas and training for those who are willing to go. There's a matching grant for the 2012 campaign now. Visit our website. And Russia is struggling to find homes for its thousands of orphans. The number of AIDS orphans in India is climbing. More help is needed in both nations to care for the fatherless. Well, that's why Orphan Outreach is getting more hands on deck in India and Russia in 2012 with summer internships.
It's like going and being a missionary just for the summer.
Tiffany Taylor says accepted interns can either go to Russia or India for the month of July.
They're going to learn a lot about the culture. They're going to live there for that month in either country and really get to know the kids and build some awesome relationships.
College-age students and young adults who participate get to serve orphan outreach, teach kids about Christ, and might even find a new direction in life.
There's been some people that maybe feel God's nudge, and they're not even sure their major yet. They've just started college, and they're trying to think it through. And we have two that went on and actually went into international ministry full-time after being on an internship.
That could be you. Application details at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The new Matthew West Christmas CD, Heart of Christmas, is waiting for you. It features songs like One Last Christmas, Day After Christmas, and many of your favorite Christmas carols that will point you to the Christ of Christmas. It's yours for a gift of any amount. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.